KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Otago Brands has agreed to pay out the first victims of the listeriosis outbreak. More than 200 people died and hundreds more fell ill between 2017 and 2018. Officials traced the outbreak to Otago Brands plant in Polokwane. A class action to determine liability is in its first stages. The company says it will provide advance compensation to certain claimants with urgent medical needs while the suit continues. The National Institute for Communicable Diseases has also agreed to provide records to assist in the case. President Cyril Ramaphosa says there's no land that is being confiscated unlawfully in South Africa. He's responded to Donald Trump, who, after firing a round of tariffs at his neighbors over the weekend, has turned his attention to South Africa. The US president announced that he would be cutting funding to our country due to what he claims to be alleged land confiscations and human rights violations. The US president added that they'd also consider their next step after an investigation. Ramaphosa has issued a response dismissing the claims. His spokesperson, Vincent Magwenya.
The recently adopted Expropriation Act is not a confiscation instrument, but a constitutionally mandated legal process that ensures public access to land in an equitable and just manner as guided by the Constitution. South Africa, like the United States of America and other countries, has always had expropriation laws that balance the need for public usage of land and the protection of rights of property owners.
Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is in talks with EU leaders in Brussels later, and they're likely to be overshadowed by discussions about a trade war with the US. Trump says tariffs on imports from Europe will definitely happen.
They've really taken advantage of us. And, you know, we have over a $300 billion deficit. They don't take our cars. They don't take our farm products. They take almost nothing. It's an atrocity.
The top story this hour, Tiger Brands has agreed to pay out the first victims of the listeriosis outbreak. More than 200 people were killed and hundreds more fell ill between 2017 and 2018. Temperature-wise, Durban and Richards Bay, both a high of 26 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 23. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.